squatting is a mystery to me in that if someone says they own or live in your house and you know you own it, you ought to be able to just call up and go, get these people out of there. But apparently that's not as easy to do. And so it's a little bit of a minefield, and I want to, there's a bill in the House, Bill 5634, that's going to give property owners a faster way to remove squatters. To me, the fastest way would be you call the cops. Cops go, are you not, oh, you don't have ownership? Get out. That should be it. Apparently, that's not it, though. State Representative Ken Borden, he's out of Gaylord, and he has proposed this House Bill 5634 that'll make it easier to get rid of squatters. I didn't know there was such a huge problem with it, especially, I don't know, Gaylord, maybe your cabin up north, maybe that's a problem. Representative Barton joins us now. Ken, welcome to your morning wake up.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's great to be with you. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
And so in Gaylord, I mean, I don't know, what got you started on the whole squatters thing?
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, I was shocked to hear this and, you know, to hear about this. And when I start talking with people about it, they're shocked about this, too. I've actually had folks that, like you said, they've come back to their home. Maybe they've been in Florida on vacation. You know, maybe they've been there for the winter. They come back. They find the locks changed on their house. They find somebody else living there. And, of course, what are you going to do? The first thing you're going to do is you're going to call law enforcement. Law enforcement comes out, has a little chat with the people living there, and they tell the sheriff, no, I'm a tenant here. And the sheriff at that point has to throw up their arms and say, you know, sorry, a homeowner, but this person states they've got a legal right to be here. That's not up to me to decide. You've got to take them to court and start that sometimes very lengthy eviction process.
And so at that point, can the homeowner not just go, look, here's the paperwork. Do they have paperwork? No, they don't. Get out. Why can't you just do that?
No, you can't. In fact, actually, it's very dangerous for a homeowner to try to do that. You know, recently, actually, out in New York, a woman's mother passed away, and she went there to, you know, remove her mother's things and do the things you do when somebody passes away, and found some people living there. She called police. They came out. They informed her there's nothing they could do. So she decided to take it upon herself, and the people that were in that house unlawfully wound up shooting and killing her. So, you know, people, they're just not equipped to deal with these situations. You know, law enforcement has the training to handle that, and that's what this bill is going to do. It's going to speed up the process. Now, Mike, this isn't something that, you know, landlords can use to try to get tenants out, you know, that are legally there. You know, there's a complaint that would have to be filed, you know, with the police department, you know, stating things like, you know, I am the lawful owner. These people are not. They don't belong here. And that's under the penalty of perjury. So homeowners aren't going to just use this to evict tenants, because it turns out if those tenants are lawfully there and an owner tries to use this law to do that, those tenants can come back, and also law enforcement can come back on that homeowner for lying on a complaint.
There's this story that goes back to 2021 that you cite, this guy in Lansing forced to do, I mean, he had to go through a lengthy court battle trying to remove illegal squatters, they're all illegal, from his house. Had hired, told the trespassers that they could stay there. And he didn't have a legal authority to do that. That got real sketchy. So this happens, and I had no idea. Is this a big problem in Michigan? Do we have numbers on this?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers on it, and it's not a huge problem yet. But from talking with law enforcement, it is increasing. And, of course, obviously we're dealing with the housing crisis, so people are, you know, doing what they can to find a home. In fact, a lot of these, you know, illegal occupants, they're becoming quite sophisticated. They'll make up fake documents, you know, that they can show law enforcement, which, again, law enforcement takes a look at it and says, well, looks like you've got a legal battle now. And it's just not fair to the people that own those homes and pay taxes on those homes that they've got to fight to get them back.
The whole thing was the quote-unquote squatters' rights. Used to be a thing back when the prairie was wide open And there was a thing where a squatter could take a piece of property, and then this government, you live, what is it, like live on it 5 years or something, and it could be yours or something like that. But they worked like dikes 200 years ago. So this needs to be changed. So your house bill would specifically, how would it streamline the process for property owners?
Yeah, and Mike, like you said, squatters do have some rights in Michigan. In fact, it's referred to adverse possession, that if you possess somebody's property for more than 15 years, you can stake a claim to it. So what this is going to do, this is going to speed up the process immensely. You see somebody in your house, both the sheriff comes out. You fill out this complaint, and it's actually part of the bill. People, if they read the bill, they can see exactly what this complaint looks like. They turn it over to the sheriff. The sheriff verifies that information very quickly and proceeds to move the squatters out of the house immediately.
Seems pretty cut and dried. You get a lot of support for this, both sides of the aisle, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that has been bipartisan. I've talked to my friends on the other side of the aisle. They think it sounds like a great idea. I've reached out to the sheriffs. So they like it. And I'm looking forward to talk to the committee chair where the bill sits right now. And said I'd like to sit down with them and explain to them exactly what this is going to do. And I'm looking forward to have a hearing on it pretty soon.
Representative Ken Borton out of Gaylord. I would think mainly up in up north, as we would like to say, big problem would be your cabin. I know a lot of people have trailers and cabins, weekend stuff. My buddy Dave's going up to open his up here probably this weekend, and he may find somebody there. I don't know. That would probably be the bigger problem up there, I would think, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, it happened not too long ago in Charlevoix County. There was an issue with that. But you're right. I think we're going to start seeing this more and more. So what my bill is going to attempt to do is just give law enforcement a tool they can use to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Moving forward, when does this hit? When is a vote? Is there a vote coming? What are we looking at? What has to happen?
Yeah, it's sitting in committee right now, and once they decide they want to hear it, obviously they'll let me know. I'll bring in some folks that have experienced this, including law enforcement, and we'll talk about it from there. If the committee decides this is something that should go forward, it'll go to the full House for a vote, and then there's actually a companion bill after I filed my House bill. Somebody on the Senate side said, wow, why didn't we think of this earlier? So there's a companion bill going on over there. And like I said, hopefully we can get this thing done and wrapped up and into law before the end of the year.
All right. Representative Ken Borton, hey, what are you doing this week in Gaylord? Like, there's a lot to do. Everybody goes. I mean, Gaylord's a beautiful area. What are you up to this weekend?
Yeah, it absolutely. I grew up in Troy, but I've been up here for almost 30 years. It's gorgeous. The weather's gorgeous. And so I've got some events I need to attend. And then I plan on spending some time doing some yard work like everybody else does this time of year.
Well, now that I have a friend in Gaylord, I think you're probably my only friend there. So I'll be, I'll be stopping by. You keep the coffee on, would you? And you're buying donuts.
I will do that, Mike. I would love to entertain you here in northern Michigan.
We'll go fishing, pal. How about that, huh?
There you go.
All right. Kent, we appreciate it. State Representative Ken Borton, thanks a lot for your efforts here.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin with you back in just a minute.